Greetings, Poppers. It's me, Brian, and I'm taking another stab at handling the intro. Now, today's promo is brought to us by Bring Your Own Mech, a Lancer Actual Play podcast. Let's check it out now.
Passengers, remain calm and please stay in your seats. We are experiencing pirate activity.
Oh, there's just something happening. What? Them.
At the outer edges of space, where union is but a whisper, humanity scrapes together a living amongst the stars. This is the story of four Lancers, talented pilots of mechanized chassis from all corners of the known universe, thrown together by circumstance and destiny, and credits. Follow Matcha, Moxie, Roadkill, and Silver, led by me, Reed, your game master, through the Lancer system, a mud and laser style anime mecha RPG. I hope they brought some printers with them, because this is Bring Your Own Mech, an actual play Lancer podcast, and batteries are not included. Follow my heading, and I'll see you there.
In last week's thrilling Adventurers with Attitude, our hodgepodge Henshin team faced a sudden betrayal that quickly turns into a problem of kaiju proportions. When everything seemed its most grim and a TPK just might be the outcome for our poor hodgepodge team, Marcus reveals to the team that their Zords can combine into their ultimate form, the Gigazord. With their new Gigazord in tow, can our team take the fight back to this giant toidal menace? Let's find out now and start the show.
But still, it's a nice little opener because Augustus hears, "Round two, jackass!" right before impact.
Yeah, I feel like you kind of come flying kick in and just kind of knock Augustus back as you land.
I'd also like to kind of, you know, crouch in on him and push off of him before I land with my glaive at the ready.
Yeah, you kind of push off of him and then you land and you pull your glaive at the ready and you have that cinematic light flash off the end of the glaive that is in every giant monster fight that's animated but never in real life.
Because audible blade.
How much damage do you do?
22.
Okay.
Some of which is necrotic.
Okay.
I don't know. I was just, you know, making a point just in case.
I appreciate it.
Oh man, it's a 20, so that means... I'm sorry, Susanna. They get another attack on you.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware. I know it was a bonus thing. Go for it.
Yeah, it was just a surprise round because the nat 20 on initiative.
I know.
Gotcha. Since I did it, who's next in line?
That would be the Bessie. You're in charge of the Zord.
Woo! All right. So what exactly can we do in the Zord in terms of, like, do our Zord abilities carry over?
You know what? What the hell they do? We've already given... I've already homebrewed this thing so much for the Gigazord. And you're good.
I don't see why not. That sounds fair.
Yeah, I just want to check because...
It also kind of makes sense, you know, we're components of the bigger thing. It makes sense that, you know, they carry over at least a little bit.
Well, because I gave my Zord a feat.
Oh.
Yeah, so did I.
My Zord has magic now?
Ooh. Yeah, I think I gave my Zord, like, double jump or something like that.
That's a neat ability.
Yeah, that snake is weird.
It's very on brand.
Yeah, I saw that in the Lasers and Liches book. I'm like, no, I have to do this.
Cause I could.
Must have.
Outdated airbase detected. Updating. Tension OS 2.0 installed.
Gabby just leveled up to 4 with you guys.
Yay!
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Apparently, if you make a fake Zord and combine it with an official Gigazord, it upgrades the OS.
Nice!
We had a software update.
It's like, oh, so this is how it's supposed to work. Okay.
So, what you do?
So, my Zord is going to cast Guiding Bolt because after that, the next attack gets advantage. So, never mind. But wait, I haven't used my inspiration.
I'm going to regret that, aren't I?
Maybe.
I rolled a nat one.
Wow. Yeah, use that inspiration.
Ouch. Yeah, you need it. This is a bad time to roll a nat one.
Yeah, it really is.
It is. 16 plus... Think I add anything to that. I don't know how giving magic to a Zord.
It would be
guiding. Well, it's casting the spell, so it's guiding bolt.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't. Well, no, my Zord has a flat plus zero across the board, so nothing's added.
Ah.
Wait, it has a flat zero across the board for stats?
Well, no, plus zero. It's 10 across.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, unless that's wrong.
Sounds wrong.
The steam method should have at least something somewhere.
Yeah.
Nah, it's pretty weak. I regretted picking it after I looked at its stats better. I was not smart when I picked it. I went pure aesthetic.
I mean, who hasn't, you know...
That's fair. That's an...
Gotten a piece of armor because it matches the rest of your armor.
I was...
What's the feat they use to get it?
Magic Innate.
Initiate?
Oh, Magic Initiate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My snake has that too.
I give it Frostbite, Word of Radiance, and Guiding Bolt.
Ooh.
And it's also tough because its HP was weak. Because I went for aesthetic.
I have a really weird snake. All right, so actually, you know what? Guiding Bolt is... Oh, okay, it's only a cleric. Okay, so you would be plus 3, I think.
I mean, if it's plus 3, that's 19.
Yeah, because there is proficiency.
And I'm sort of hoping that hits.
Hey, stop stealing my d20. My cat is stealing my d20.
That's actually kind of cute. Like, no, mama, I want to play too.
Yeah, it is cute.
Because then that's 46.
Shoot, that would be just short.
Yes. I was going to say, if it's 19, that doesn't hit.
Damn. I was so close to giving you advantage on the next attack.
We'll get through this, hopefully.
Sorry, I couldn't do better.
Okay. It's all good. Okay, so then it is Susanna's turn.
Oh.
As you see a guiding bolt just shoot off into the distance and almost wing the castle.
So the guiding bolt was misguided. Got it.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm pretty pissed about this. So yeah, I'm gonna. You all are, you know, attached to this thing, and I don't want to just punch one of you. So I'm going to punch all of you. Meaning I'm going to breathe in your face and it's going to hurt like a lot.
All right there, Gamera. Let's see what you got.
Oh.
I need everybody to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, since you're in the Zord is the one that does it.
Okay, well, the Zord needs to make a constitution saving throw.
Who has the best constitution saving throw?
It's in the... Okay, it's a plus... It's going to be a plus 8 to the roll, so whoever wants to roll it.
I'll do it.
Go for it.
I'll do it.
You should not let me roll for it.
That is a 17.
Total?
No, plus the, what was it, Sean? Plus 3?
8. Plus 8.
No, plus 8. Plus 8. So, that's 14, 15, so...
25.
Okay, 25.
It doesn't matter. Okay, then you're gonna take half.
Okay! Alright.
Give me a second.
I like that. 25, yeah, it doesn't matter.
I just need to roll a lot of dice. Just give me a second. I have to find a way to roll a lot of dice.
Do you want to use the,
You can also roll it in a dice spam.
You can use the dice bot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to show you guys how much dice I'm rolling.
Oh.
That's concerning.
I mean, we could just look up Dragon Turtle.
You could, but that's cheating.
That's metagaming.
That is metagaming of the worst kind.
I am not...
You take 25 points of damage. That is halved.
Damn. Ow.
That's... Ow.
It's a good thing it was halved.
It was... A good thing it was have.
Put it in Adventure's Attitude, what you guys HP for your Zord is. Just make it easier to edit.
250, right?
And it's fire damage. I don't know if that matters.
I don't think it does.
It doesn't. Okay. So we're down to 225.
I'm trying to steam your squishy little meat forms out of there.
Joke's on you, I have a steam meth.
This is true.
Here, we'll read.
The Bessie's fur just starts, like, curling.
All right. So you guys got 225 out of 250. And at initiative 10, it's a town action.
Oh.
And you guys see a streak of... hear a thunderous crack from the bay as a blue sea elf with a sharky grin and... her Tesla Dragonborn partner turn their ship's thunder cannon in the direction of the city and take a shot at Augustus.
Oh, damn.
So, good bad news.
They miss, don't they?
It misses.
Yay!
Good news, technically, is because it's a thunder cannon, they have it equipped, so it may actually do some clipping damage.
Okay.
It does half, but it also has to beat 17.
Please let it beat 17.
Please.
It does not.
Damn it.
We're having some bad luck.
So you feel a massage in your side, Augustus. This shot goes by.
You hear a loud.
I thought we were.
Okay. And now it is the Zord's turn, and it is...
It's either Yuzi or Obsidian.
Mm-hmm. Yuzi. It's Yuzi.
Okay, so know how the Exozord can use an ultra weapon? Would that apply here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a...
Yeah, you have a Gigazord.
It's called the Gigaglaive.
Yeah, you have a plus 11 hit.
Okay, so our glaive is our ultra weapon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I like that. Plus 11 hit, range 30 feet on target. Okay. I don't have any special Zord abilities like Cindy has. How far away is Dragon Turtle?
You guys are in melee range right now, because you already hit him with the kick.
Oh, we are? Well, since it is a turtle, and we have a glaive... One second. Can I try to cut its tail off? No.
No, it's facing us. Just go for a...
Go for an attack.
Just go for just a slicing attack or a straightforward thrust. It's not pretty, but we don't need overly fancy stuff.
Yeah, you know what? We're just gonna go for the good old two-handed stab in the throat, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's the best move, honestly.
Yeah.
All right. Roll that beam footage.
It's also probably the least armored because throat.
Are we using any modifiers with the glaive?
11, it's plus 11.
Okay.
Yeah, just plus 11 to hit.
Oh, okay. So then, does 30 hit?
Oh.
Yeah, just a 30? Did you roll a 19?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, yeah, that hits.
Nice!
Alright, so you can roll it in the bot, because it's way too many to roll, because it's...
7?
7D.
7D10?
Plus 8, yeah.
All right, hold on.
All right.
The damage is at least accurate for the original Gigazord rules. The rest of it, not so much.
There we are. 51.
Yes.
51. Sweet.
Okay.
As you slash across the Dragon Turtle, and I'm going to do the... Then there's a castle action, which will be really quick, because I only gave him... Oh, you're going to hate this. Is that a...
Okay.
Nat 20.
Yay. Boom.
So...
Yes.
As a guiding bolt fires out of the castle from, and you see a bunny woman.
Hey, at least somebody can hit with a guiding bolt.
Oh!
That Marcus recognizes as he kind of hits Marcus as he sees this, that it suddenly makes sense to Marcus why she's back, why supposedly the Ryoko's wife is back from the dead, because she's a bunny person now.
Oh, she got reincarnated.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And so you take Susanna Augustus takes 11 damage because of the 17 damage resistance for fighting colossal creatures.
Okay.
Woof.
Guys, we have a chance.
Woo!
Yeah, that means Arsel, your attack, which is next, is going to be at advantage because of the guiding bolt.
Hey! Wait, didn't I miss? Did I skip a turn? Did I skip your turn, Susanna? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
No, she breathed in our face.
Did you? I breathed in their face earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Sorry, I'm looking at the order wrong. Yeah, okay.
Do I get to attack again?
Yeah, you do get an attack again.
Oh, I do?
Yeah, because it's one person per round.
Oh, that makes this way more fair than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's not four actions and you get one.
Okay, I was about to say, like, this seems a little, yeah, all right, sure, cool.
Yeah.
Well, if it's my turn again, I'm going to multi-attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've just been fighting one, and we've been cycling through piloting, quote-unquote, the attacks.
Yeah, okay. That'll be a...
Math.
27 to hit.
That hits.
Wow!
Okay, I'm just gonna roll all of my attacks.
Damn.
That is a 23 to hit.
That hits.
That hits. Actually, wait, no, that one... you guys can parry if you want. I forgot, you do have a reaction.
Parry this, you normie.
Oh, yeah. Psh.
Yeah, so as if you guys use the reaction to parry, then this one you move to attack and it kind of gets slapped away.
Yeah, okay, let's parry.
On the second attack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now that adds 5 to our AC. Oh, that would hit it. So okay, never mind. We're good.
So it still hits?
Oh no, that one missed.
No, the second attack does not.
Okay, the second attack does. Okay, I have one more.
Yeah.
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 Natural 20.
This one probably will.
Oh, shit.
Yeah?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it super does. Okay.
Yeah, that super does.
How do I do a nat 20?
You do roll the damage, and then you double it.
This sucks.
Okay, cool. Well, let's see. The first attack, I'm going to go ahead and roll for this damage. That's decent. Let's see. Hang on. I need to calculate things. And then I just roll the damage and not the dice.
Yeah.
Ouch.
I hope that ouch means poor rolls on your part. No offense.
It did not.
Damn it.
All right, then you are going to take a total of 42 points of damage.
Oh,
wow.
Oh.
Okay. That's actually low. Well, I mean, it's average, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, 183 out of 250.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah.
All right. And then it is...
Oh, I'm sorry. That was the base damage? That's not the total damage?
Oh.
Oh.
I was reading it wrong?
Goody.
Add another 42 points of damage to that.
Oh! Okay.
Ooh.
Okay, ouchies. That one hurt.
Was that for both of the... Wait, is it doubling both the attacks or just the one attack?
It was... Sorry. Minus 7 from that. Okay, your total was 77 points of damage.
Ouch. 148 out of 250 left.
I'm dyslexic, sorry.
Mood.
And then it is the town. There's another town reaction. I gotta roll for that quickly.
The first one is piercing damage. The second is slashing, if that matters. I don't know if it does.
It actually doesn't from the notes, but, you know, it's good flavor.
That was a bite, and then I basically, like, I reached out and I, like, bit onto, like, the side. If you're gonna try to stab me in the neck, I'm gonna reach to what looks like the neck of you, bite you, and kind of, like, try to rip you back and forth, and then just take my claws and just rip the middle open.
Yeah, no, that works.
Okay.
The bestie's just sitting here thinking, we're not very good at this.
Okay, and another Sunder Cannon damage, and it doesn't do the damage.
Yay!
Aye, aye, aye.
Okay, and now it's one more Guiding Bolt. Okay, Guiding Bolt misses, and then it's your guys' turn again.
Yeah. All right, my turn, that means.
This is Obsidian's turn.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Yes, it's my turn.
And the Guiding Bolt hit last time, so you should be at advantage anyway.
Yeah.
All right, and all I'm going to do is glaive.
Because it's going to, if it hits, it's going to do a lot more damage than the only other thing I could do. So, glaive it is.
I will say also healing surge or sealing her draw does apply to the Megazord.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's reassuring.
All right, since it was with advantage, the 13 is the one that sticks, so 13 plus 11, 24 to hit.
That hits?
Okay. Okay, good, 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 good.
And then how much damage does this thing do? 70. I am not going to roll 7d10 on my spinners.
Just this is why we've been doing that damage in the chat with the bot.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, nice.
Nice.
All right, so that's 55 damage.
All right, I'm starting to look a little hurt. Do I get to hit them again?
Yep.
Yeah.
God.
Yay.
You're enjoying this a little too much.
Yeah. I haven't gotten to play big monsters in a long time. Okay, give me a break.
That's fair.
Hey, I love this.
I don't normally get to roll to attack you. I'm going to try to attack you again. A 21?
Yeah, unfortunately, you do.
Aw.
Okay.
Or you guys can parry.
Or we can parry.
It's up to you.
Yes, let's parry. I don't think we have the HP to survive much, so I think we should parry this turn.
Guys do the classic glaive, just like putting the handle in the way of the mouth of the turtle as it starts chomping down. That was a bite, right? Susanna, my bad.
Yeah, it was a bite.
I have to do so little in this combat. It's interesting.
You just get to be a player.
Isn't it fun? You just get to watch other people play.
For Gabby.
That's right. It's Gabby's turn up next, isn't it?
Oh, shit, it is.
There you go. You get to play.
Oh! Oh, wait. Dude, if she can use her abilities.
What do they have to roll to...
We can she use her abilities?
She doesn't really have any that...
No, like, my thought just... Remembered we had an earlier conversation about Gabby eating things.
She can't do that.
I know.
What if Gabby just om-noms the turtle? Just om-nom-nom.
So, are you guys done parrying, or...?
Oh, yeah, we parried the first one, so you still keep rolling. Sorry.
Okay, so you don't have to roll anything to parry?
Yeah, it just adds plus 5.
Okay, gotcha. That is a natural 18. I'm not going to bother telling you what the total is.
Yeah, that hits.
And a 23.
That one hits.
That one hits too.
Okay. Let us go ahead and roll.
At least it wasn't another natural 20.
Oh, that wasn't very good. That also wasn't very good. That is 29 points of damage.
All right.
Your parrying is keeping you alive.
That's the point.
All right. And then it is... You see the town guards trying to evacuate the area, so they don't really do as much this time, but you're most likely to have people get killed this time as a town action, and then...
Oh, dear.
Time for some bunny magic.
Yay, bunny magic.
Bunny magic.
I like bunny magic.
Okay, that one actually barely hits, so there's another guiding bolt.
Okay.
So you take 3 damage.
Okay.
Susanna.
Okay.
And advantage on the next roll, which is Gabby. So maybe we'll look out and we'll get a nat 20 this time.
That would be nice.
No, but it still hits. That's a 22.
Okay. Yeah, that hits.
39 damage.
Okay.
Oh, and the damage resistant only counts for the smaller creatures, Susanna.
Oh,
just in case I just realized I wasn't specific about that.
I took 11 on the first one from the smaller creature, right?
You took 11 for...
Okay.
7.
Oh, okay. That's fine. All right. Is it my turn again?
Yep.
Okay. I like to fight big monsters.
Fight as a big monster.
Cool. I'm gonna bite you again.
Ow, no.
That is a natural 18 again.
Okay. Oh, wait, you plus your pluses. Right, so, yeah, that,
You know, my cousin's baby started biting, put hot sauce in her mouth.
Do we want to parry, or...
I don't think... You can't. You're not gonna parry that. If you're adding plus 5, you're not gonna parry that. That's why I'm not bothering to tell you how much it is.
Oh, that bad, huh?
Mm-hmm.
19, so it... More than a 24.
Oh! And, yes, a lot more than a 24.
Yeah.
Oof.
I don't like this.
And a natural 19 on the second one, which I'm not clawing you. I've decided I'm going to whip around and hit you with my tail because you're annoying me.
Oh.
I need you to make a strength saving throw.
All right. I'll roll it.
This might be one we're okay with.
Okay. Do you want to do that, Sean, since it's Gabby's turn?
That's a... I got it. Yeah. Yep. 25.
All right. You're good.
Woo!
You are not knocked prone. You are still going to take damage.
Ow.
I came here for a good time, and honestly, I'm just feeling so attacked right now.
For a total of 47 more points of damage.
Okay. Ouch. Yeah, we might want to use a healing surge on our next turn.
We're gonna die.
No, we can still heal. We do good if we use a healing surge.
I'm about to own this city.
Right.
And what happens if I own the city? Do I have to come back?
Yeah, you're no longer a guest. You're...
Oh, no.
All right.
You're the show. We're all done. You finished the story.
guys.
What?
So, another blast comes from the pier, and it hits. It's a 25.
Oh, you hit me.
Yes!
What'd you do?
We're saved!
I gotta roll it quickly because it hits. It's 1d12.
Okay.
Which is on a 12 on that, so...
Nice!
Okay, so that means I only have to do... It's only 5 minus from the thunder damage. Okay, so you take 27 damage.
Okay, and that's thunder damage?
20, yeah. And that's minusing the 17, by the way.
That's pretty good.
All right.
That's so total 27?
Yeah, like I said, it's because it did 12 on the normal piercing, and then it's the 5, so it's just 5 off of the 33.
Okay, good.
And then it is one more guiding bolt.
Okay.
Oh, that one hits. That one has to hit too, because it's 25.
Okay.
Dope.
Yay.
Starting to look good. Bad.
Bad for you. Good for us.
Okay. It doesn't do damage, but next attack is with the for our next attack on you is at advantage.
With advantage,
we might want a healing surge on this, guys. Because
we're definitely yeah, a crit would finish us essentially.
I second that motion.
Yeah.
How many rounds has it been?
It has been
four. Okay.
And for healing surge, it's it would be one. Basically, it would roll about 10. If I remember, 10d8 plus 80, because you get to roll up to half your hit dice plus the modifier.
Okay, that's nice.
Plus 80? 80?
Yeah, because it's 10. It's 10.
Okay, I have the formula set for whenever it's our turn again.
Okay, it would be your guys' turn now.
Okay,
plus 80 is a lot.
Ah, there we go. Hi there!
Okay, and you just... You guys are holding it, or holding your line is like... I feel like Marcus, say something inspirational.
Oh, put me on the spot, way don't you?
You're good at it.
You're the best one to put on the spot for this.
Okay, so...
You are the Red Ranger.
He's working the controls, he's... helping, you know, get the glaive in there. It's like, all right, I know this is a lot to ask from everyone, especially since this is the first time doing it. We all need to focus. We all need to come together and focus. If we pour our hearts and our souls into this, I know we can win. We are Henshin. We are proud. We can do this.
I'm going to clock you in the face now.
Yeah, you see the Zord just kind of, Augustus just sees the Zord just kind of surge, electricity cracking over it as it starts, pulls up a second wind.
Well, I dislike that. I dislike that intensely. All right, but that's their turn, right?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, I guess 80's fair if that's your whole turn.
No, that's a total of 100, it's 134 total. We're almost full health again.
All righty. Do you have any other one need to make any attacks? Or is it my turn?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Which is weird.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No.
Are you sure it's plus 80?
Yeah, because it's...
No, this is fine.
Because it's the constitution modifier for... plus a constitution modifier for each dice, and it was a plus 8 for constitution.
Nope, this is fine. Stop questioning it.
I'm just saying, it seems really, really unlikely from what I know of D&D.
No, it's good. Nope, this is fine.
To be fair, normal D&D, yes. We are using DeLazer's and Lich's homebrew. I mean, we are playing Power Rangers.
Well, we're using the Healing Surge variant, like, if anyone else would... Yeah,
yeah, I know. It just seems, like, super broken.
No.
It is, but we have no healers on the team. It's literally no healing at all.
Okay.
I mean, the closest we have to a healer is my goddamn sneak with the healer feet.
Well, if you're sure.
Yeah.
Shh, do you want us to die?
Kinda. I mean, I'm the dragon turtle. Of course I want you to die. You're a pain in my ass right now. I want to go destroy this building.
All
right,
I'll compromise. I will half it. Because I still want this fair fight.
No, don't.
I'm okay with that.
No, we're good. It's fine.
All right. Well.
Yeah, that's fair.
She's going to clap us again anyways.
No takesies backsies.
Calculate. I'm going to go ahead and this is round 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm going to bite you again.
Nah.
It's rolling really well. That one hits.
Okay.
This is just so mean.
24 to hit.
Parry. Right, guys?
Yeah, I was going to say, let's parry that one.
Okay.
Woo.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And one more. 26 to hit.
That one hits.
Aw.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't parry that.
Let's go calculate. And...
it doesn't seem high.
Shh. Stop questioning it.
Wait until after everything's over to fix it.
Yeah. Yeah. Do that.
We don't have time right now.
Yeah. Just if future encounter, just leave it as it is and just adjust your future encounters.
Yes. Because we don't have time to adjust mid recording.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, Susanna does need to sleep, so.
Yeah, we gotta.
Yeah, actually, we don't have a lot of time to nitpick.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, you are gonna take another 46 points of damage.
Ow!
See, we needed that.
Yeah.
Yes, very much so.
We'd be dead.
Okay, 128 of 250, so still pretty close to dying.
Yeah.
Okay, you see more town guard. You see more town guard evacuating people, so nothing. Sorry, guys. Guiding bolt misses.
Dang.
But you guys still have advantage from the last time. So it's whoever it's... it's the Bessie's turn, I believe.
Yeah!
But make sure it's the right turtle.
She's gonna turn in the Zord and deck you.
Just touch yourself in the gut. Bah, kitty shot!
No. Well, I doubt...
I got a dumb idea.
I doubt either of the cantrips that I have will do anything worth, so I'll just use our glaive.
Use illusion?
Yeah, the glaive does significantly more base damage than cantrips.
Use the illusion.
Yeah, well, and I can only do the guidance spell once per short or long rest. I just thought, you know, it might be fun to give us advantage.
You can only do that healing spell once, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll just heal every round.
That seems even more broken.
What are you talking about? No, it's not. It's fine. It's okay.
Wait, can you use illusion strong enough to mystify the giant?
Johnny?
Yeah?
No, you gotta finish this.
Yes!
Stop going off target.
Johnny, yes!
Johnny, no, I need to sleep.
We gotta finish this first.
Yeah.
It's bedtime.
Theorycraft afterwards.
Does 21 hit?
Okay.
Yes.
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 Yes? Yes!
7d10 plus 8.
Okay, I did that right. Yeah, 47 points of damage!
Boom.
Okay.
Are you dead yet?
No, I'm not.
Damn it.
can Can I, like, take a peek at and see how you doing?
No, you can't.
Do you look...
I'm not doing good, I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
I'm not doing good. All right.
Okay, and then it is Augustus's turn.
Okay.
But are you hemorrhaging yet? Like...
I mean, I'm feeling bad.
Like... Okay.
It's my turn? Okay, I'm gonna fight.
You sure you want to do that?
You're not gonna like this, guys.
Okay.
I already don't like it.
I rolled a nat 20 on my first attack.
Oh. Parry.
We can't.
You can't parry a nat 20.
So I'm gonna roll again. 25 to hit.
Really? So even our parry wouldn't save us on that one. Okay.
19 plus 5 is 24. We'd be one shy. And even then...
Ooh.
Well, it's...
We have two shy, technically.
Even then,
Yeah, two shy, technically.
Okay.
Yeah, meets beats attacker, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has been an honor playing with you guys.
That second one was the tail attack, so I need you to make a strength saving throw.
Okay. I'll do that.
But don't worry, I'm not hitting you again.
Okay.
Ooh, no. That's a 5 on the die.
Ah, we're dead.
Yep.
Aw.
Okay.
Can I roll next time?
Then give me a second. Just 2 seconds. Ooh, that's a max John 1 die.
GG.
This one's a GG.
And a groove again. Ooh, another max damage. Isn't that nice?
Aw, shit.
Can I say it now?
No, not yet.
Okay.
F's in the chat.
So what happens if our Zord dies? Like, we're screwed if the Zord hits 0, aren't we?
Yeah.
We eject, and we take damage.
Exo-eject is only a level 11.
Yep.
So we can't.
Ouch. That's a lot of damage.
By law.
Look at the Gigazord.
You are knocked prone.
Okay.
And you are going to take 73 points of damage.
Ow.
That is all the damage.
Okay, so we still have one turn.
And you are knocked fully prone.
Okay, we are barely up. You're still up.
Doesn't it?
Which means if you don't get up, I think I get advantage trying to hit you next time.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Just, well, okay, first there's the town action, right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
I would assume so.
We're like, you're relying on this town action.
Okay, good news, guys.
Okay.
The town action, I need a con save from Augustus as the town fires rockets at your face.
Did it hit?
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah!
And very lucky for you.
Face rockets.
Hot diggity.
Maybe not that lucky. Oh, my con's really good. I rolled a 25.
Ow.
Okay, that beats a 15, so you are not blinded.
Yeah.
I rolled really good.
I want to buy your dice. Your dice roll good.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
I mean, I sell dice. You are fully well. I'm using one of the dice that I sell.
That's why I'm saying this. I need to buy your dice.
I've been told that my dice are lucky, and now I guess I'm experiencing it firsthand.
This is a great advertisement for your dice.
It really is.
I mean, yeah, it's Dragon Knight dice. Not Dragon Turtle dice. It's Dragon Knight dice with a K.
Okay, the bunny cleric misses.
God damn it, town.
That said, after this, you probably should do a celebratory dragon turtle set for the ass whomping you're giving us.
Yes.
I mean, I really should. I'm thinking, like, I'm going to 3D print a little dragon turtle and stick it in the D20 on a jumbo.
You should.
Yes!
Okay, it's your guy's turn.
I want it.
All right. So now it's me.
I would buy that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm trying to remember because I play a lot of different systems. Isn't it just half movement to get up from prone?
Yeah.
Yes, thankfully we haven't actually been moving, so that's not exactly gonna, you know.
All right, so half the movement to get up, and then...
But I get an attack of opportunity, right?
Only if they move away, I think. Let me double check, parry.
And wait, your tail knocked us back.
Yeah, but only 10 feet and I have a reach of 15.
I think we're just standing up, we're not trying to...
What's our reach with the glaive?
30.
Can we use half our movement to roll?
We are prone, so we need to spend half of our movement
yeah.
to stand up.
You gotta get up.
But...
What if we use half our movement to try to do, like, that breakdancing move and sweep the legs?
You don't have to use your full movement?
To get up, no. Half movement.
No, it's just half movement to stand up.
Oh, interesting.
Up.
I think it's full movement in Pathfinder.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The thing is that we are not moving away, so we should not trigger an attack of opportunity. We're just standing up.
Yeah.
And then we're going to attack.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Because we have to.
Yes, we do.
Or we're doomed. Okay. Spinners, you've been good to me so far. Please, Spinner.
Come on, Nat. Come on, Nat 20, Spinner.
Sweep the leg.
Yeah, it's not a Nat 20. And I don't think we even hit.
Ah, son of a Dakins.
How?
I rolled a 5, plus the 11 is 16.
Interesting.
Isn't 17 the number to hit?
8, a 20.
No, it's far higher than that.
Oh, what?
I think it's like 25 to hit.
Oh, fuck.
It's not that high.
20.
But I'm also not going to tell you what it is.
It's like 21.
23.
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, that was fun.
22.5.
All right.
All right. So it is Susanna's turn.
I think she just smacks us now.
I mean, it's been 6 rounds now.
Yeah, and we're going to die now.
So, I need you to make a Constitution saving throw.
You guys want me to roll it?
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
I will roll it.
No, I'll roll it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I rolled an 18.
I'll take it.
Okay.
So plus 8.
Plus 8, so that's...
It's 26.
Okay, you're going to take half. So you are only going to take...
This is getting so close to the... It is getting so close, guys.
Mm-hmm.
26 points of damage.
I don't like that. You can have it back.
Okay, we are still up.
I mean, you try to hit me, and here's what's up to you.
It didn't kill us, at least.
We're still up. We still have 27, so like...
Wait, look in the chat, though. Look what we just played.
What you doing?
Uno reverse.
All right. So, okay. So, the town guard... I need an acrobatics from Augustus. The town guard are going to try to climb up on you.
What is acrobatics based on? I don't think I have that listed.
I don't think you could fail this.
I mean, maybe?
Well, they rolled an 11.
Acrobatics
is based off of strength.
Well, I rolled an 11 straight.
Okay, so then, yeah, you just...
So it was more than that.
You literally just... You guys see the town guard try to climb up and just Augustus just shakes him off like a dog.
Shake. Off you go. Not allowed.
Come on. Okay. Yay. Got any hits this time?
Oh, finally. It's been a while since I took damage.
Hopefully I do enough to do damage. But at least to get advantage on the next turn.
Man, I wouldn't have knocked you down if I had known that you don't get an attack of opportunity. That's unfortunate.
Nope. It doesn't do any damage, but it's advantage on the next turn because it didn't break the threshold.
Okay. All right, hit me, boys.
Yuzi's turn, I believe.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
And you have advantage. Please roll well.
All right. We are going to go for the glaive. Highest damage. And we're just going to go for a sweep at the neck.
Okay. Roll good.
May the dice gods be ever in your favor.
Yeah, they better be because our first roll was...
Better hope they are.
19. But we have advantage, so let's try again. Okay, and that one was an 18.
That does not hit.
Nope.
Wait, is that plus 11?
Yeah.
But wait, plus what?
Yeah, no. 18 total.
Yeah, that 19 plus 11 would have been a...
No. 19 total.
I assume 19 total.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit.
You rolled
Johnny. Johnny!
Neither of those hit.
Jonathan, you're failing us. We're going to die now because of you with our 27 HP.
I'll have you know... I did a warm-up roll before it was my turn, and it was a nat 20.
So?
My warm-up roll was...
Are you guys ready?
Before they even said my name. That's why you can't count it.
Well...
No.
Have at.
You know what? I'll start with the claw this time. Let's mix it up.
Thank you for your almighty blessings.
26 to hit?
Yeah, I don't think we can parry that.
You'll be able to parry this one.
No.
Doesn't matter, because I'm...
It's like an 18.
Yeah, we don't even have to parry that one.
Yeah, it just doesn't hit.
Yeah.
But...
Our armor class is 19, thank God.
Chances are we're probably dead anyway.
Oh, aren't you lucky? I missed again.
Oh, thank goodness.
Mm. Ooh.
We have a chance, guys.
I hit only on the claw.
The claw does how much?
You're only going to take 12 points of damage.
Jesus.
Hang on, that seems wrong.
What?
Yeah, no, that is correct. You're okay.
Oh, we're still in the game.
But this is...
Oh my god, this is serious. Oh my god.
It's not that bad.
Do we go for the heal or the kill shot?
I don't think we can heal again. We only get one healing surge.
Shoot, the town guard. Town guard's evacuating again.
Is the town gonna hit me now?
Dice. Okay, bunny cleric misses again.
Ouch.
Hey, so it's kind of funny that our last chance, because I doubt we will be that lucky again, our last chance is back to the Red Ranger.
Oh, good.
It's all up to you.
That is, you couldn't ask for a more thematically appropriate moment.
You still have advantage.
Okay.
Do you?
Bless your dice.
From the last time, I think, yeah.
But the bunny just missed, and the other guy used it last time.
Oh.
Oh, you're right. Oh, shoot. Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that in mind, let me roll.
Give us false hope.
Just pray to the dice gods.
24.
Yeah, that hits.
That hit.
Okay, that hits.
Final chance. 7d10 plus 8.
I'm just gonna take the spear and just jab straight through.
Go ahead.
Nothing fancy, no, okay, spear, a glaive, 7d10 plus 8, okay, 8, 53?
Okay.
53 points of damage.
That hurts.
Does it hurt enough?
Okay.
It doesn't, no.
Shit biscuits.
We tried.
Would 54 hurt enough?
I'm not gonna tell you.
No.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay.
The GG is here.
A lot. That's a hit. Ooh, that's a natural 18. And...
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
27 to hit. I hit with all three.
So we're dead. That's just it.
Tell me when I break the Giga's work.
You're doing it right now.
We're broken.
Okay.
We have 15 HP.
Unless you somehow roll minimums with everything and you deal less than 15.
I did not.
Yeah, that's what... Yeah.
I... Okay. So the first hit did 36 points of damage.
And that would break it right there.
Okay.
So, good game.
Then I'm not going to use my last two attacks to attack you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
If that was enough to do the damage, then the Zord breaks.
And now we have to... All of us have to do dexterity saving throws of DC 15 or take CD6. C66 bludgeoning damages.
I'm going to turn around and pick up a piece of building.
Oh no.
And chuck it at people who are throwing thunder waves at me. What do I need to roll?
Roll range, so plus dex.
Okay.
Let's see, dexterity.
That is a natural 18 for that second one.
Yep, that hits.
And that's all I do. I don't have any dex. I am not dexy, I am large.
Okay. Okay, that hits the ship. I think hits the ship, and it starts to pull away and run.
Okay. With my last attack, I am going to take my tail and swipe it through the entire castle. As much of it as I can hit, which is 15 feet of it, and collapse the wall down.
Okay, the castle starts to collapse. And on that side, I would say, some people are running. And what do you do about it?
I'm going to see all the people running around me and the people in the Zord that just fell beneath me. And I am going to say in a deep, growling voice,
"This is my city now. All of you will kneel."
And I end my turn.
Okay. And then I think everyone needs the dex.
Yeah. Dex DC 15. I rolled.
Yeah. I rolled an 11.
22.
Are you dead?
I rolled a 10, but I have a plus 5, so I match it, so.
Oh, no!
So Sid somehow was okay.
No, I'm not. I got a 7, 8.
Am I the only one who passed?
Hey, I got a 15.
Oh, no, you matched it. You matched it.
I think so.
But doesn't it go to the,
Let's see.
Does it go to the attacker or the defender on the dex save?
I'm dead.
It always goes to the person that rolls. That's the standard, at least.
Okay.
Okay, anyone who failed takes
66.
So, good news, sort of. 18.
Can I use roll with it?
Well, wait, if you don't go over...
I think they splattered on the ground while we gracefully land.
I said it's an 18 damage if you failed. But you also have to go over half your max AP to die.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I have 11 HP left.
Okay, yeah. Unless you have... Yeah, you have enough HP to survive.
I was at 14, and you said I took 18, so...
You are out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are all out.
Yeah, we're mech.
Yeah, you guys are unconscious. You're not dead.
Wait, everyone is?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not unconscious yet.
Everyone who failed and went beyond zero.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was confused.
Unless over zero puts you negative half your full health, you're just knocked unconscious.
I still have 11 hit points.
You're fine.
I'm okay.
I'm still up. Because I succeeded, so I didn't take any damage.
Same here.
No. The 18's better than the 22 that I rolled.
I rolled a 5, so...
Oh, no, I rolled the dex damage. Sorry.
I know. I'm kind of glad because I rolled worse, which I figured I would, so...
Yeah.
All right. It's up to us now.
So, yeah. That's a hell of a...
So now what?
That's a hell of a cliffhanger.
Well, I told you to kneel. I want to know what you do.
I know exactly what Obsidian's going to do.
I think I'll turn towards you guys, actually.
I already know what Obsidian's doing.
What's he doing?
I'm booking it for the castle to check for, well...
Survivors?
I'm checking for my people, really.
The Bessie kneels to no one. She goes to Marcus's side to try and help him with a medicine check.
Okay.
I checked to make sure you guys are alive, but I also got to go tend to my other people. So I'll be back.
Obsidian is charging the giant turtle. Because Obsidian is stupid.
No, guys, we're giving you a way to...
I'm not going to kneel.
I'm sorry, you're doing what?
I can't...
Like, I don't think I can hit him.
I'm unconscious, so I can't do anything.
No, the Bessie's going to yell at Obsidian and say no.
I mean, you're welcome to try.
I mean, I have one... Like, if I have one thing that might be able to do... Like, I have freaking inflict wounds. Which is 3d10 damage if I can hit, but... Yeah, Obsidian is stupid, like I said.
I have 15 on medicine.
You'd have to beat 17.
Huh?
You'd have to beat 17. You'd be minus 17.
You'd have to be more than that.
No, I'd have to do more than 17 damage. Oh, all right.
The Bessie's going to yell after you, stop, come back here, we need to regroup.
Hang on, I can still see you?
Yeah.
You can, you guys can.
I'm pretty pissed.
Yeah.
So Augustus is going to turn around to the Henshin and yell in this booming voice,
Henshin, I said kneel.
And I'll let you guys figure out what happens next, because I got to go to sleep.
Yeah. Okay. I'm taking over the character.
Go for it.
Well, as I said, Marcus is unconscious, so he can't do anything.
I rolled a 15 on a medicine check to try and help Marcus.
I think you guys, I think that stabilizes him, but you guys hear...
Good.
You don't understand it, you just hear, like, the most... from Gabby, and she just points at you guys, points at Marcus's, and just bows down and kneels. Like, she's trying to say...
God damn it.
Is she trying to tell us to kneel?
Can I roll for a history check on the castle to see if there's somewhere we could take Marcus, the gravely injured, for a place of stability so he won't get hurt and he can heal?
Yeah. Yeah, go and also go ahead, Susan, and go to bed. I'll take over. I got it.
Okay, I'm gonna let you know how many hit points I have left.
Okay.
15.
All right, have a nice night, guys. I would love to know what happens next.
Holy crap.
Have a good night, Susanna. Enjoy being the main character.
Rest well.
See ya.
Thanks for joining us, Susanna.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I can save Marcus.
Old man turtle.
Oh my god. I'm going to put us in the cast jokey server. I'm gonna post it, Susanna, that you broke the arc.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I love it. It's just because this is actually more interesting.
It turned into a real tale of heroism.
My favorite kind of interesting. All right, everybody. Thank you guys for having me on. I had a really good time. Even though I broke your giant monster. Absolutely. I had a blast. You guys are great.
You broke our egos. Have a good night.
It means a lot that you actually enjoyed playing with us to me.
Have a good night.
We appreciate you being here.
If it helps, I did roll really well.
Yeah, you did.
I enjoyed that you didn't hold anything back.
Okay. Have a good one, y'all. Bye.
Night.
Have a good night.
Bye. Good one.
Did she just beat us as a dice promo? Oh, shit. If that's not the best dice promo ever.
Nah,
pretty much.
Yeah, I'm going to go buy some of your dice later.
She beat us like a red-headed child. I really don't know what I was expecting because I rolled so crappily a lot of the time. I should have figured we would lose.
Okay. Oh yeah. I would say that Augustus. Well, actually, no. I would say Yuzi. You would know that you can take him to get help at Char Village, which actually one of the Obsidian knows as well, because that's where he was hanging out before he met other henchmen.
With Marcus safely recovered from his wreckage and our hodgepodge team reunited, they make haste back to Char Village. Back to the bakery.
This is Bone Daddy reporting in. What? I thought we were using code names. For my report, the turtle has won and has taken the mansion as the throne. I can confirm I am witnessing the civilians being escorted from the throning zone. You're saying it is now my turn?
Yes, master!